Okay, so good morning. Tiskud HaMitzvot, Dr. Danny. All right, the Mani Tiskud HaMitzvot. So they created, whoever didn't hear, they created an app with the Kol Avotenu Sidurin that Baruch Hashem, every day we read from. It's so beautiful how it's read. It's so clear. It shows bold when you're supposed to pronounce things. Oh, everything is very meduyak, exactly. Rabbi Ben Chaim says that this is the best Sidur in the world. So Baruch Hashem, now you have an app also. So anywhere you are, you can use your Kol Avotenu Sidur. Just a very quick halakha. We're about 4 weeks away from Chanukah. So there's a very interesting halakha when it comes to Chanukah, that specifically the mitzvah has to be by fire. You have to light candles that are actual either wick or more specifically, preferably, oil candles, right? There's a question, if a person lit, let's say, electric candles, would you fulfill your mitzvah of Chanukah by lighting electric candles? And the answer is no, that's not the mitzvah, because in the temple, in the Beit HaMikdash, they used to light actual fire candles out of oil, and therefore the mitzvah, the way the mitzvah is performed is ideally by oil, and if not by oil, at the very least, done by wick candles to fulfill the mitzvah. Now if a person is in a situation where, for example, they're on a flight, or for some reason they're not home one evening, that they're not able to light at home, so what they can do is they can contact someone in their home, a wife, one of their children above the age of bar bat mitzvah, and they can light the candles on behalf of the whole home and fulfill the mitzvah for the rest of the family. Have a great day and Shabbat Shalom.